It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, our guest says yesterday's Supreme Court decision to eliminate limits on total campaign donations could be a sign of things to come for campaign finance laws here in Wisconsin.
First, Congress has designated April as National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Even though most people know it's dangerous, people continue to eat meals, put on makeup, send text messages while they're driving.
The Centers for Disease Control estimates that every day 9 people die and over 1,000 are injured in car accidents caused by distracted driving. Now the Federal Transportation Secretary is launching a new campaign. It's called You Drive, You Text, You Pay.
Randy Romanski is with us. He's the Safety Program's Chief at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Randy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us on.
Well, what kinds of behaviors at the wheel fall under the term distracted driving?
Well, you indicated them in the front end. I mean, distracted driving takes many forms, and unfortunately, people see it every day when they're driving to work or home or to the grocery store. It can be somebody texting. It can be somebody combing their hair, eating a meal, putting on makeup. I've seen people shaving with an electric razor. All of those things and others do what is an unfortunate and unnecessary thing. It's to take people's attention away from what they're supposed to be doing, which is driving the vehicle they're in. And it causes distraction to them. It causes a safety hazard to themselves, their passengers, and anybody else on the road.
Now, as I understand it, in Wisconsin, it is legal to talk on your cell phone while you're driving. Is that considered distracting?
There actually is a state law. Last year, the legislature did add a section to our inattentive driving statute that prohibits cell phone usage for drivers with probationary licenses unless the device is used to report an emergency. What that means is it's primarily targeting teenagers, but it also affects anybody else who might have a probationary license. And so while Wisconsin does permit cell phone usage for drivers with operating licenses, it is another one of those things that can be a distraction to somebody who's on the road, and that includes whether you're hands-free or handheld. I mean, it's another thing that even though you think you're focusing on the road because you're just talking into the phone, your brain is actually also focusing on the conversation you're having with the person on the cell phone. So it's another type of distraction, and I think that's one of the reasons why the legislature did add this section into the statutes about probationary licenses.
Now, there's been a fair bit of science on how able we are to multitask as we're driving. And as I understand it, some of the things that I saw is that we think we are pretty good at eating a meal or texting or talking while we're driving. But in reality, our skills break down a lot quicker than we think they do.
I think you make a very good point. A recent National Safety Council poll found that 80% of drivers falsely believe that a hands-free device is safer than a handheld device, and now there are dozens of studies that show those kinds of devices are unsafe because the brain remains distracted by, in this particular case, we're talking about cell phones, but you know there are any number of things that people are doing behind the wheel that causes a lapse in attention to traffic or road conditions, and it does become a grave concern to safety.
Now, one thing most people have to do when they're driving is ride with another person in the car. You have a conversation while you're driving. How is that different than the kinds of things that we're talking about under the auspices of distracted driving?
Well, it is a qualifying point. You know, you would think, just in being with some of the other things we've talked about, there is a difference between applying makeup while looking in a rearview mirror or combing your hair while looking in a rearview mirror versus looking straight ahead, having a conversation with a passenger in the vehicle next to you. So there are some levels of concern. One of the things that I would point out is that the legislature has created laws regarding graduated driving licenses. That does restrict the number of passengers that can be in a vehicle, because what data has shown is that the more passengers you get into a vehicle, especially with novice drivers, especially with younger drivers, it creates a safety hazard, and that's what's led to some of the restrictions on the number of passengers in a vehicle.
Now, there's been a lot of attention lately, your campaign or this campaign about you text or you drive, you text, you pay, that national campaign. A lot of people talking about this to raise awareness, and yet it still happens. It's still commonplace. There are fatalities. There are something like 9 a day related to distracted driving. Why is it still so widespread?
That's a really great question. I wish I knew the answer why people still continue to do some of these things behind the wheel, but you're right. More than 3,300 people were killed in crashes involving distracted drivers in 2012, and approximately another 421,000 people were injured. That's really staggering, staggering data, and shows how unsafe these practices can be. There are a lot of, I guess the best thing to do is to focus on the positive steps people can take to prevent distractions from whether it's cell phone use, texting, anything else. I mean, the simple answer for some of these things is just don't do them. So don't eat a hamburger when you're behind the wheel driving 55 miles an hour down the highway, or anywhere for that matter. But some simple things, because people feel, I think people feel connected to technology like never before, so there's a lot of attention focused on cell phone and texting. There are some simple steps that people can take to address that. Number one is turn off the phone or switch it to a silent mode when they're behind the wheel. Actually use a voicemail to tell callers that you're driving and you will return the call as soon as possible. That's something that the Department of Transportation has encouraged, and I think some people do that. If you absolutely need to use a cell phone or to take a call or to text, pull over to a safe area, pull into a parking lot, get off the roadway, and take care of it that way when you're not, when your vehicle's not moving. Ask a passenger to make a call for you. And there are now mobile apps that are out there that can actually prevent texting while driving. So there's a variety of options that people can use to prevent or to divert their potential interest in doing some of those things.
So those are lots of personal choice behaviors that people can choose to do when they're driving. But what about the state of Wisconsin? What's Wisconsin doing to stop distracted driving?
Well, you mentioned earlier there is the national You Drive, You Text, You Pay, which is a new national distracted driving enforcement campaign. Wisconsin does also have its own campaign to try to prevent distracted driving and raise awareness of how severe this issue is and how big of a risk it can cause, and in effect it's entitled Anywhere But There, and actually it involves the skills and talents of a Wisconsin native, Rhinelander area native, Austin Wershke, who is the reigning 2-time LG U.S. National Texting Champion. And basically, we've used his skills in texting extremely fast, which he demonstrates in the commercial that's been designed, that he texts pretty much wherever he goes, including some kind of unusual circumstances, but he never texts while he's driving. And that's something that he actually told us about before we developed the campaign, because it's too dangerous. And so that's one of the campaigns that the state of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin DOT, put together with a Wisconsin native last year. We are continuing that this year. The Department of Transportation is doing a public information campaign, again, to raise awareness about the dangers of texting while driving and to try and discourage people from doing that.
So what if you're a citizen, you're out on the road, you see someone behaving in a way that's distractive, it looks unsafe to you? I recently saw a woman texting with both hands while her car kept moving down the road. Besides feeling outraged, is there anything we can do?
Well, there are opportunities available to the citizens. The statute under which the legislature has created the prohibition on texting, and what I'll say is as of February of this year, 42 states, Washington, D.C., and several territories do have a ban in place for texting for drivers. So this is kind of it's becoming a more universal law in the United States. So if somebody sees that happening, there is an opportunity, and you feel that person is endangering themselves or others, people can call 911 because of the potential danger on the roadway. So, for instance, the statute in which the state of Wisconsin prohibition on texting while driving is also it also prohibits inattentive driving, and the law specifically states no person while driving a motor vehicle shall be so engaged or occupied as to interfere with the safe driving of such a vehicle. So while there is a specific prohibition about texting while driving, there is a more broad definition of inattentive driving, where if somebody is engaged in something that is jeopardizing the safety of themselves or others on the roadway, there is a law against that as well.
Randy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
I really appreciate the opportunity, and we are trying to drive our fatalities in Wisconsin towards zero, and we hope that people are safe and use some of these tips to prevent distraction behind the wheel.
We've been talking to Randy Romanski, Safety Programs Chief at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.